But for now, we have another storyteller, no stranger to this stage, but as I must importantly note every time he comes up, the world's greatest Magic the Gathering player, Nate Bechtel.
Yes! Well,
hello, everybody. How are you all doing? The darling Larissa has mocked me repeatedly for liking pugs and French bulldogs, so I'm going to do the opposite of intrigue tonight to spite her. Also because it's my strong suit. I don't know if you've noticed, but I don't appear to be a complex man. Thank you. But lately I've been having a lot of trouble dealing with this year for reasons that really don't need delving into. We've all been here for a while. We're up to date. But I've recently had a roommate who's been unemployed and smoked so much that we've been watching a lot of wrestling. There's a direct correlation between them. And I've been learning more about wrestling, actually. It's been actually kind of fun once you embrace that everybody knows it's fake and every outcome is true, and you start watching actors and performers do stunts that actually do kind of hurt them. It's a fun time. And you get to learn fun terms like heel and babyface, your heroes and your villains. And then I slowly began to go, oh, holy shit, that's all the 2016 election is. Is a wrestling show. Because we have our heel, the figure who says inflammatory things just to piss off the audience, only to see their popularity grow because of that. We have our mid-card jobber who is the audience's favorite and gets a push just from their cheering and chanting for them. But unfortunately, they didn't go far because there's a golden boy-like figure who the authority really wants to push through as the champion. And you have commenters that really want to tell you all about the action, even though, like, yeah, I can kind of see it, but they really want to frame it for you, let you know who's good, who's bad. And then just, like, can you just kind of picture it a little bit? Donald Trump, he's billed as the Trump card, because of course he is. He's entering a Royal Rumble with 15 other wrestlers. He's got to knock them all out so he gets his chance at the belt. Meanwhile, over at the DNC SmackDown, we've got H-Dog and Bernie Slammers going at it. And granted, there were three other people in the rings, but they're locals that got squashed real easy, thrown out of the ring. We don't have to talk about them. And when Bernie loses, he then spends most of his time trying to push H-Dog over, always putting himself in the ring, maybe stepping a little bit back, but making sure she's the one getting the spotlight, which is fun, kind of. I was a little bit in his corner, don't give up. But then you see them have to call out tag team partners just to keep the feud going a little bit because, to be honest, the storyline's been stale for about a year now. We know what's happening. We know who's going to win. But this just freshens it up a little bit, lets us meet a new guy, let him hate or like him a little bit. And if you had to pick between as much of a babyface goody two-shoes and holy shit, God, no, then Mike Pence and Tim Kaine are pretty perfect realizations of that. You have the human sweater vest versus the guy who said Roe versus Wade belongs in the ashes of history. It's a little clear cut there. I mean, it's to the point that I'm just disappointed more and more every day that Hillary doesn't just come over to Trump's press conference with a steel chair and smashes him down, then tags in Mick Foley for the leg drop on his neck. I just think it would make things a lot easier if we cut out a lot of the intrigue of this election and just put the bullshit up front and let us wrestle it out. And that's what I got to tell you all today. Thank you.
Thank you. Nate Bechtel. So, Nate is leaving to do Shithole right now. Nate, are you doing the same set at Shithole?
I'm not, no. I've got another set.
Well, that was great, Nate. Thank you very much. I do want to say, Tim Kaine may be a human sweater vest, but he likes the Replacements. And anybody who likes the Replacements must be at least a little bit okay. They're fucking great.